You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad.
And Wednesday. That's right. I got to think it on. Wednesday is going to be great. Now, you said, what do you mean it's going to be great? Yes. Whatsoever Adam called it, it was so. So he says, that is a mule. Mm-hmm. That becomes a mule. Well, I'm saying this morning, Wednesday is going to be what? Great. So I'm going to have a great day today, Diana. Whatever I put my hands to, I'm going to prosper in those things. Whatsoever you put your hands to out there, you must prosper in those things. The Lord is with you. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is your defender. The Lord is on your right hand. Oh, there's his power and strength. And that's where God comes. He's on your right hand, the hand of strength and power to deliver. So you're going to deliver some quality stuff this morning. So just go out and do some good. Hallelujah. Take it from me, because I'll go off in 50 tangents.
This week, we've been talking about my new book that was just released on July 31st. The title of the book is Gaining Strength for Your Journey. And my name is Diana Robinson. The book is available on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. You could just type in the name of it and it'll come right up. It has a nice, pretty blue cover. Gaining Strength for Your Journey, Diana Robinson. Or you can go to my website, which is transformedpublishing.com. And if you go to the bookstore tab, there's another little tab under the bookstore tab that says Buy Direct. And if you click that, you'll be able to get the book directly from me at a discounted price. It's available in a paperback and a hardcover. The hardcovers are absolutely beautiful. In the book, there is teaching. There is also small devotions within the book. And there is journal spacing within the book for you to be able to respond to different prompts and to set your vision, to set things in order, set your thoughts in order so that you can obtain everything that God has for you. What is right for you. We're establishing what is right for us.
Amen.
Yes. And to be the chosen, we must come in agreement with the call.
Right. You got to get in line.
Yeah, to come in alignment.
Get in line. Say, you can't get to the front if you don't get in line. You can't cut it. Mm-hmm. You got to get in line. You got to get in line with the word. You got to line up with the word.
In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you."
Yeah.
So Jesus said this. Now, if you have the kind of Bible that has the red, it's all in red.
Yeah,
you
Jesus
did
said.
Not choose me. So Jesus is saying, you did not choose me. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Jesus is saying, you did not choose me, but I chose you. So we have to come in alignment with the call. It's just like I like to think of it when you were in PE, when you were in grade school. You have the captains, and the captains are going through, and they're calling people. They're getting them on the team. But you have to come in agreement with the rules to be able to engage. Mm-hmm. You have to come in. If you're being called for volleyball, you got to play by volleyball rules. If you're being called for football, you got to play by football rules. You got to come in agreement with the call. In order to be the chosen, you have to come in agreement with the call. You could be called and then you could refuse to comply. You could be out there on the basketball court playing football. What's going to happen? You're getting yoked out of the game. You have to come in agreement with, in alignment with the call for your life.
Life, yes.
what God has called you to do. It may not look like what he called the person to your left or right to do. What is right for you?
How is your life lining up to the word of God? And in your book, you says, have you found the place where it is written of you? I love that. You ask a question in your book here. You says, have you found the place in the book of life where it is written of you? Jesus found the place in the book where it was written of him. Jeremiah has an encounter with God. When God says, Jeremiah, I have already what? Ordained you to be a prophet to the nation. I have set you apart before you were formed in your mother's womb. He comes in alignment with the word of God for his life.
And it was what was right for Jeremiah. Because he came from a lineage of priests.
God, come on.
Which was a different role. The priest brings the petition of the people to God. The priest directs upwardly. The prophet has an ear to be in tune with the voice of the Lord to release the word of God into the earth.
Yeah.
So he came from a lineage of priests, people who took petitions from the people and brought it up to God. But then his call, what was right for him, was to be a prophetic voice, to release what God was saying. Prophecy is releasing the word of God. That's prophecy.
Yes.
Sometimes we think that prophecy is scary.
Come on, we think
that it's like John the Baptist living a wild life with a robe and eating locusts and honey.
Yeah.
But prophecy is simply releasing, thus says the Lord.
What God is saying into the earth realm. You know, sometimes we think it's all spooky or gets in game. No, my friend. Prophecy is releasing the right now word. There's a what kind of word?
A right now word. And where's the word? In the word.
Word. That's
so
it.
It's in the Bible. I was laughing the other day. I had a friend. She texted me to ask me to pray for a friend of theirs, a close friend that was in ICU. So I said, well, I text her back, call me. You know, I need to know what's going on. Call me.
Yeah.
So she calls me. And I say, okay, well, let's pray. So we pray, and then she says, wow, is that prayer written down anywhere? And then, now, this is my good friend, so I could be like this. This is my friend since, like, middle school, right?
Yeah.
So I start laughing, and I say, yeah, in the Bible.
Well, look, it's written in the book. I just pray what the... I just pray what God says. I just pray what God says.
It was just like the way she said, she's like, is that written down anywhere?
Yeah, it's
in the Bible.
It's in the book. I just pray what God says. How do you know your prayer is going to answer? Because I just pray what God says. You know, that was not my word. That was his word. And I am a believer. I'm like you too, Pastor Diana. This is it. I pray what God says.
Yeah.
I'm a believer.
And not a
doubter. So it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's his word.
He says it.
Because if you're looking for a word from me, you're going to be disappointed.
You're going to disappoint. My word is mud. My word is mud.
You don't want to really know what I think.
Yeah.
You want to know what the Bible says.
That's right. You hear what it says? That's what it says. It's mud.
You don't want to know what I think.
No.
That'll mess you up.
No.
That'll have you arrested somewhere. Let's go with what the Bible says.
That's right. That's why I live by the word. I am safe. I am safe using the word of God. And then what? Watch. I mean no apology when I use the word of God. That was the word of God. So right. So where were we?
The word of God is safe. Keeps us safe.
Safe. And the prophet released the word of God, into the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
You're not releasing it in heaven. Heaven's already sent it. You know, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done
on earth as it already what? Done in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
As it is in heaven, that nice translation there, as it already done. It has already done in heaven. Mm-hmm. Heaven is perfect. Earth is what needs to become in alignment with whatever is, Ooh, when those two line up, when heaven and earth line up, yeah. when they're hurt, mm-hmm. line up to heaven. Man.
Miracles.
Miracles happen.
Because if you think of the word miracle, it has yeah. the same root as mirror.
Yeah.
So a miracle yeah. is when something on earth is happening yeah. that mirrors heaven. So when there's a reflection of heaven, a yeah. glimpse of heaven, the mirror of heaven taking place in the earth, yeah. that's miraculous.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. That's why you say you must what? See it mm-hmm. before you see it.
See the reflection. That's good. The reflection, the mirror yeah. is reflecting
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
The reflection is not the something.
So I had to see it before I see
it. We have to get to what it's reflecting.
Oh, yes.
You have to get to what the mirror is reflecting. So by the Spirit, we see it like a mirror.
Yeah.
And then we have to actually get to the tangible thing
yeah.
to experience it.
Because faith is what? The substance of things.
Hoped for. yeah. The evidence of things not seen.
With the physical eye, right? But I see it mm-hmm. through the spiritual eye. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, it's going to what? Manifest to the physical mm-hmm. eye. That's what we mean.
Because it's there somewhere.
Yes.
Can't see it in a mirror if it's not there somewhere. And the mirror has to be turned, has to be in the view of.
Yeah.
That's vision. We have to get in the view of what God is doing to actually see it. And we have, you know, a real life illustration of the Word of God by the God of the City Altar.
Yeah.
We have the God of the City Altar that was established on December 12th, 2012, and it's on State Road 520 eastbound when you're coming into the city of Cocoa. It says, God of the City, Jesus is Lord. So at the place where the God of the City Altar is, which is in the form of a billboard, at that place, we never knew that the address of that place is 2021 King Street.
Yeah.
Never knew. No. I drove out there one day within the last month, and there was a sign out front given the address because they've began to develop the land. So they had a little sign out there, and it was stuck in the ground, and it said that the address is 2021 King Street.
Yeah.
So this piece of property where the God of the City Altar is, it's a wilderness. And we could say that it was a wilderness forever
because
it had never been inhabited.
It was a wilderness.
So there was a time where a sold sign got put in front of the property. It's acres and acres. It's a big piece of land. And a sign came up that said sold. Now, when the sign came up that said sold, there was never before it a sign that said for sale.
Right.
They didn't put the for sale sign up until they slapped the sold sign on it.
Right.
Okay, so that was prophetic to us, showing us that there's many things that are already done, and they're going to be coming into view. The yeah. things that have been going on when nobody is looking, the preparation that we've been putting in when nobody is looking, when they come in to full view. So over a period of time, there was just only a small access road, just a little dirt road that you could probably barely get a car down if you even was safe taking your car down there without getting tore up. So during 2020, the prophetic word was that God will make a road in the wilderness. So there was that small access road. Well, they accessed that road in 2020. Now in 2021, they've laid the foundation and they have two buildings up already for the design, the blueprint for that space. And we'll talk more about this tomorrow. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor David Gammon. I'm going to be hosting the show. I cannot wait to jump into this today. We got such a great program for you. And if this is your first time joining us with Morning Breath, what we do is read a chapter of the Bible the night before, and then we read it the morning of. Then we go down to the studio at our Merritt Island location, and a